Good man. That's everybody. That's great. Now, I want you to tell me something that you did this morning, something that you maybe do every morning, something that I hope you do every morning, and something that I hope that your mommies makes you do every morning. What did you do this morning that you do every morning?
I made my own breakfast.
You made your own breakfast? I'm glad I don't live in your house. My goodness. Your mommy's a bit of a slave driver, is she? Eh? You made your own breakfast. That's good. That's not what I'm looking for. Anything else?
Doing your teeth.
Doing your teeth. Good man. You have got it in one. I was hoping somebody was going to say washed your face. I hope you've all washed your faces this morning. And washed behind your ears. And not look, because some of the mummies are starting to panic a wee bit in their seats. Brush your teeth. That's right. I hope you all brushed your teeth this morning, did you? That's good. Well, I brought my own toothpaste with me this morning. Is that funny?
Yeah, it's
a big one, isn't it? Now, I know what everybody out there is thinking. They're thinking, of course he's got a big toothpaste. Look the size of mouth he has. I know what they're thinking out there. Yes, I brought my toothpaste. This is something that we do every morning, isn't it? We brush our teeth to make sure we have nice, big, bright, white smiles. Okay, and I hope you all brushed your teeth this morning. Now, there's something I want to do. I need somebody to come up and give me a wee bit of help here. Because I've got a tube of toothpaste here. So I want somebody to come up and help me. There's a man there. I want you to help. Because you have a big white smile, so you have. Now, what I want you to do is to squeeze out all the toothpaste onto that plate. Okay? You squeeze hard. You're one of these boys squeezes from the middle. I have a wife that squeezes from the middle, and there's nothing more annoying. Because I'm a boy that squeezes from the bottom. That's it. Get it all out. It's coming out not too bad. Sure, it's not. Good man. Oh, look at that. I'm glad I brought tissues with me. I'm well organised. You keep squeezing. Oh, don't lick it. You keep squeezing. Get it all out there now. Get it all out. Don't want much left in. That's it. It's coming out easy, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Right. Now, what I want you to do now is... Right, are you listening? What I want you to do now is I need you to put that back in the toothpaste. I need you to put it back in the tube for me. You get it back in the tube for me? Because if you don't, you know I'm not of any. Good man. Can you get it back in there? Because I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh my goodness. It'll never go back in, sure it won't.
No.
It'll never go back in. That's a bit harder, isn't it? Now wait a wee minute. Don't go overboard. I've only got one tissue up with me. Now, you stand there. I knew this wasn't a good idea. I'm going to say, don't spill any or Noah will be after me. Now, you wipe your hands. Good man. Get it all off. Okay.
I'll just lick it all off.
Lick it all off? Oh, my goodness. Give you a sore tummy. This is where you need a woman. Now it's all over my hands too. Right. We'll get you sorted out. That's it. Okay. Now, that teaches me an important lesson, boys and girls. It was a wee bit of fun, but that teaches me an important lesson and something that you might be able to remember. Okay. I'll get you more tissues in a wee minute. You should ask most of it off. Okay. Now, was it easy to get the toothpaste out of the tube?
Yes.
It was very easy. But what was harder? Getting it back in again was a lot more difficult, wasn't it? There's no way you could do it. You'd never get it back in. Do you know what that reminds me of, boys and girls? That reminds me of our words. Because it's very easy to say things to people, but it's impossible to take the words back again. Once you say something to somebody, you can't take your words back again. And the Bible tells us about that. It tells us about that in a verse... In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, and I'll read it to you, okay? You listen really carefully. It says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it might impart grace to the hearers." That just means the Bible is telling us that we should let nothing come out of our mouths that's going to hurt other people. And it's very easy to hurt other people with what we say, isn't it? I wonder, have you ever been hurt by something that somebody has said to you? I'm sure we all have at different times. And maybe sometimes we speak before we think, don't we? And the words come out before we even realise what we have said, that we've maybe said hurtful words to somebody. And you know, once those words come out, there might be words that have hurt somebody, and we can apologise for it, and we can ask the person to forgive us, but we can't take the words back again. That's why the Bible tells us it's very important to remember to think before we speak. And grown-ups are like that as well, that sometimes we speak before we think. But when the words come out, you can't take them back again. Now, the Bible says not to let any bad things and evil things come out of your mouth. And the toothpaste as well reminds me of when I was at camps, when I was a wee boy, I remember that toothpaste could be used in two different ways. One way was a good way and one way was a bad way. Now, the good way was that we brushed our teeth every morning at camp. But I remember sometimes that some of the toothpaste would end up on other boys' pillows during the night. Now, the only reason I know that, boys and girls, is because I was there trying to stop them. Okay, I want you to know that. Now, and whenever the boys and girls would wake up in the morning, they had maybe rolled over in their sleep and the toothpaste would be on their cheeks. And it would be burning their cheeks because the toothpaste is burning. And it would be burning their cheeks, you know. Now, I don't want you getting any ideas, okay? That's not a good thing to do. That's using toothpaste for a wrong reason, for a bad thing that toothpaste can be used for. But the good thing is that you can brush your teeth and have healthy teeth as well with the toothpaste. And, you know, that reminds me as well that there's good things that we can say as well as bad things. What are some of the bad things that we can do when we speak to others? We can maybe tease others, can't we? Call them names. Somebody in the playground at school, maybe they look different than us. Maybe they talk differently than us. And we would tease them, make fun of them, call them names. That can be really hurtful. Maybe we can tell lies. Maybe we get ourselves into some trouble. And we start and we speak words that are telling lies to get ourselves out of trouble when we really get into more. Isn't that right? And there's ways that we can really discourage and put people down and hurt people with our words. But the Bible says that we shouldn't let those words come out of our mouths. We should be careful to speak words that are helpful to others. Now, what's some of the ways that we can be helpful? We can praise other people, tell them how well they have done something. We can teach them and show them how to do things. We can share the Lord Jesus Christ with them if we're a Christian. We can share the Lord Jesus and his love for them with others as well. And that's what we should be speaking out of our mouths. So will you remember not to let bad things and hurtful things to come out of our mouths? Even when you're brushing your teeth every morning, would you ask the Lord Jesus to help you that day to be wise in all the things that you say to others? Be careful to speak words that are helpful and kind to others. Because we should take our example from the Lord Jesus, shouldn't we? And he always spoke kind and helpful words and taught others and always praised other people. And we should do the same. And the Lord Jesus has said that he loves us all, and we should remember that. And he loves you, boys and girls, this morning. And if you don't know him as your Saviour, he says, come on to me, and I will save you and I will give you rest. So those are kind words and important words we need to remember that the Lord Jesus spoke. So will you remember when you brush your teeth tomorrow and all this week to ask the Lord Jesus to help you to speak kind and helpful things to others? And do as the Bible says, don't speak evil or bad things to other people. Okay, you've listened really well. Thank you very much. And I hope you got all that toothpaste off. Okay, thank you.